Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
Everything's been unsettled for more than a year. Change can frighten adults. Imagine the impact on children, or maybe you already know. Welcome to Family Life's Inside Out. I'm Martha Manikas Foster, and today I'm talking with my guest Dan DeWitt about addressing children's fears. Dan's a Cedarville University professor and a book author. Among his books is the children's book, The Bright Light and the Super Scary Darkness. Welcome, Dan, to Inside Out.
Thanks so much, Martha. It's great to join you.
Dan, I'm guessing that you did not have the pandemic in mind when you wrote The Bright Light and the Super Scary Darkness, but it seems a perfect entree into the question of fear during the pandemic. From your experience, what you've seen, what you've lived through, what about the pandemic do you think can be frightening to children?
Well, you're right. I didn't have the pandemic in mind at all when I wrote the book. I actually did for a fun project. I wrote a book called We're Stuck in a House that I put the story online in the middle of, you know, right when the pandemic started, and let kids illustrate it, and then I self-published it with their drawings in it. And that book just focused on what are we going to do? How can we explore the world now that we're stuck in a house?
Mm-hmm.
This book, even though it wasn't about the pandemic, really is in terms of for children and for adults. When our normal routine is disrupted, our first instinct often is anxiety. You know, things aren't the way they normally are. And not only do kids have anxiety from the disruption of their normal routine in terms of spring trips, last spring when, you know, the shutdowns first started, summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have added to that the anxiety of parents. They could tell their parents are stressed about things. The stress that comes from their parents who normally would have these routines of going off to work and going out and about, now they're working from home and they're trying to, you know, do things like phone interviews while they're kids, you know. And so kids have their own anxiety, but then I think the anxiety of their parents that they kind of take on is scary to them. And so I think that this book, which reminds us of God's faithfulness and God's power, hopefully has been an encouragement for kids who are stuck at home and struggling with what to do with their anxiety.
Mm-hmm. So what are some ways that you have found to describe to children how God overcomes whatever frightens them, the anxiety of change, or if their anxiety is actually about perhaps getting a disease? God is faithful, but what are ways to describe that?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes as parents, we're tempted to try and gloss over, you know, our fears. And so, oh, everything's going to be okay. Well, sometimes that's not, from an earthly perspective, it's not okay, you know. It could be easy to soothe a kid with something like, hey, there's nothing in the closet. You know, there's no boogeyman. There's no monster.
Mm.
But we all know that long term, we need something more than nothing to get through the challenges of life. And so what I try to do is say there is real evil in the world, and we expect that because of Genesis 3. I don't go in great detail about all the kinds of evils in the world, but there's, you know, of course, there's moral evil. People do bad things. There's natural evil. There's storms, and there are natural disasters. And then there's disease. So we live in a world that is really scary, and we can't just say, well, there's nothing to be afraid of. And so what I hope to do in this book is to say that there's a God who's bigger than all these things. And it could be that we face real challenges in life, and we will. But the reality is, for me, I think of Psalm 73, where Asaph is troubled because wicked people are prospering. And at the end of that great psalm, Asaph says, but you're always with me.
Mm.
You hold me by the hand. And then he goes on to say, and you will receive me to glory. So this picture, the two truths that really uphold us are, God's never going to leave us, no matter how bad things seem. And at the end of this life, we'll be with God. And so what I try to point to in the book is that there is a real darkness as the result of sin, but that God is the bright light, that Jesus is the bright light that defeats the super scary darkness.
Yes. What's really real is that there's real danger here, but we are really, really loved and we are taken care of. Yeah. Yeah. Let me reset for those who are just joining us. If you're listening to the Inside Out podcast right now and you've come in, I want you to know that I'm talking today with Dan DeWitt, author of the children's book, The Bright Light and the Super Scary Darkness. Dan, how can parents help their children hold on to this truth that God's good news wins out over anything that scares them?
Well, I think I recently saw a mom kind of lamenting on social media that her child had asked her, "Are monsters real?" And this particular mother has written a book about her own faith in God in the midst of being abused in a really bad way as a girl. And so she had to tell her child, there are real monsters in life. And so I think that the way that we help our kids hold on to these truths is that they see in us a persistent trust in the gospel. And at times it will be looking to the gospel for our hope through a veil of tears. But this deep, abiding confidence that God is and that God is for us, that he is there. And as one of my favorite authors, Francis Schaeffer, used to say, he is there and he is not silent. Mm-hmm. And that changes everything. And so I think that if we look at life through the lens of a world that was created good by God that is now tainted in every way conceivable because of the darkness of sin, but that God will make all things new. And in the new creation, we don't even have need of a sun because God's sun is the light of the city. And so I think seeing the life through that grid of the gospel, constantly returning to it, and even as we're coping as adults with our own anxieties and real issues and struggles in life, to let them see us keep coming back to the gospel. Mm-hmm. And of this gospel, as Paul says, may we never be ashamed.
Oh, beautiful words and such truth. Thank you. Thank you, Dan, for writing this book and for joining me here today on Inside Out.
Thank you so much, Martha. My pleasure.
My guest has been Cedarville University professor and book author Dan DeWitt. Learn more about Dan and his books by going to Dan's blog at theolatte.com. I'm Martha Menikas Foster with Inside Out on Family Life.